is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
Up to date on what's going on in the world. This is the Good Day program, a good way to get the day on. The most important stories of the day. And maybe different from the news stations that just tell you what's happening. We're here to encourage you to think about how some of this material affects you and your life. Some of it does, some of it doesn't. It's up to you. Figure it out. You can always share your thoughts. Exchange not bodily juices, but mental juices with us. How's that? 888-302-3684. That's the voice of Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, where we're now heard on WTNT. AM and FM, and there are about 19 other stations around the country that are getting used to the Good Day way of getting information in the morning. Ken Kessler monitoring our social media, which is facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. So with the gunman, the mall in Nairobi, any number of the list goes on and on and on and on with around the globe. These horrendous events. It isn't just limited. One of the things that we're kind of insular here in America. We think all these things just happen here.
Yeah.
But they don't. There was a church blown up in Pakistan yesterday. 68 people were killed there. The bombing in the mall, this isn't a bomb, it's a shoot 'em up.
It's a hostage situation.
And now it's a hostage situation. Got that? The Navy Yard victims last week. And the stories I can come up with, if you want me to dig into the dirt, I can come up with three or four more stories.
You know what
stories
it makes me think of, though?
What?
Here in this country, we say this, but maybe we do, we would not put up with terrorist groups training. Let's say some militia started in Michigan and they started taking malls hostage.
Mm-hmm.
We'd shut that down in a heartbeat. Now, obviously, you get the lone crazy guy like what happened last week.
Yeah.
But when will these countries that allow these groups to hide
train in
their own country and then go take hostages and kill their own citizens, when will they say enough?
I said earlier, Richie, what we ought to be doing, instead of our focus on things going on in Syria, go to where the real bad guys are, and that is Somalia. There's no government there.
Yes.
It's a festering pit.
It's a petri dish
for all this stuff.
Terrorists.
So you want to do some good, go blow up or
that's a bad place, man. That
horrible.
Is a bad place.
Yeah.
That's hell on earth.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken at DougStephan.com. Here's some good news. And as is often the case now with what comes from this new pope, there is reason to think that there is some reasonable thinking going on. Now, for those of you who are new to my way of thinking, I don't much like religion. That's my personal bias. I love God. I believe God is the most important element in any or all of our lives and believe strongly in the power of infinite intelligence. But I just don't think that God
defaut.
Right. God is not speaking to us through somebody who may tell you that they're more important than you are because they wear a robe. They aren't. However, having said that, Pope Francis, in my lifetime, and I've been around for six decades, this guy sets the tone better than anybody else in any other religion, short of perhaps the Dalai Lama or some of these people that are associated with some of the Eastern religions, which if there is a religion that has value, I think some of the Eastern-based religions are a little more thoughtful. But the Pope really is setting a tone for the church and for people, I think. And that magnificent interview in which he chastised the church for its obsession with sexual morality And some of the things, I think we spent some time on Friday on this, so I don't want to be redundant. But it's such a breath of fresh air for those of you. Kenny, you're a practicing Catholic. I wonder what you feel when you go to Sunday Mass or you go to Saturday, whenever you go.
I'm not practicing that much anymore.
Oh, you are? Okay. So you've got it down. You don't have to practice anymore.
Would you be with the new direction that the church is taking? Is because I know that's part of your frustration.
A lot of people are frustrated with the church, yeah.
I like a lot of what Pope Francis has had to say. I'm waiting for him to address some of the issues some of the big issues that we have in this country with the Catholic Church and all of the pedophile problems,
mm-hmm.
which has still been a very behind the scenes sort of let's not talk about it kind of issue.
Yeah,
and I'd really like to see something done about that.
Well, I think most of Catholics
maybe
would like
that's
to.
Next.
But at least here there's something that's good that's coming
yes.
from this corner of the world. And I think people are paying attention to it, and, well, they should.
I love the fact that he won't drive the Pope Mobile, and he's got a little Renault, a 30-year-old Renault that he drives around the Vatican City. That's hysterical. I love it.
And that he's calling people up, help them with their problems one-on-one on the phone with the Pope. How cool is that?
Yeah.
It's the Pope phone.
That's great.
That Pope phone.
Can you imagine him? He's got like this little Time Life headset that he wears. Mm-hmm. You know, just punches up the next caller.
Meanwhile, the Pope traveled to one of Italy's poorest areas yesterday and spoke out against the global economy's idolatry of money. He spoke off the cuff, which is what he pretty much does all the time, recounting his own personal financial struggles. He said, quote, "My young father went to Argentina full of illusions of making it in America, and he suffered the terrible crisis of the Depression in the 30s. They lost everything. There was no work. He encouraged the unemployed to fight for work and not to give up hope. There is plenty of suffering." And that's kind of what the Pope and the messages of the church, isn't it? To help those who are suffering. Isn't that what they're supposed to be doing? Yeah, they ought to be. A lot of times it's not what it ought to be, but that's kind of, you'd like to see, and I think there are plenty of people, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that all religion is bad, I'm saying that the prominence of the negative thinking, the fear, God will get you if you don't do this, that's nonsense. It is. All the fear, it's not any more or less possible than what the news media is suggesting if you get in the way of a hurricane or whatever other thing they're going to scare you with today. It's all about scare. The news media and the people that run the major religions ought to get together and form some bond or organization because it's the same
stuff. What do you mean ought to?
Well, maybe they have. Mm. All right, so there's my.
And let's not forget my wife being a Latina, but him being the first Latin pope.
Yes.
It really adds to his popularity.
People like that sort of thing. All right, lots of things going on here today, and as usual, your chance to put your thoughts into perspective. I like it when people communicate in writing, and so you can do that on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, or through email to Doug Rich or Ken @DougStefan.com. The ladies are absent this week. And that's unfortunate for those who are...
Jen will be around a little bit.
Yeah, Jen will be around later in the week. But at any rate, we're still working on late summer, even though it's early fall. People are doing this, that, and the other thing. And that's all right. The thing that you probably haven't heard yet, this may be the headline of the day. John Joslin, everybody knows who he is, right?
John Joslin, remind me.
He was married to Kate, and he was in John and Kate Plus Eight. Remember him?
Yes.
Now
okay. I do.
He's
Goslin
upset.
With a hard G.
Goslin.
Goslin.
Did
okay.
Did I say it right? What did I say? Goslin?
Joslin.
Joslin. Well, we all know who he is anyway.
We do know.
So he punched a paparazzo this weekend. He's working as a waiter. And somebody found out he's working in this little restaurant in Pennsylvania, someplace living in a cabin. And he wants to be left alone. But for whatever the reason, somebody found out that he's working here. So the paparazzi were all over him. And they were harassing him.
Can I tell you something?
You may, Rich.
I'm for the guys who punched the paparazzi.
Yeah.
If I were sitting on a jury, innocent.
Right.
Hit him again.
Hit him again. Yeah. Hit him again. Harder. Harder.
As a matter of fact, all of the jury, let's go pummel the paparazzi as we leave.
Yeah.
These guys are killing people. Literally.
Yeah.
killing people because they're chasing them. What they do to the people's kids. Ugh.
Unbelievable. Hey, focus on prostate cancer in the next half hour. Those of you who, why would I talk about what we don't have? I'm not going to do that, right? What's the point? I'm going to talk about what we don't have. What we do have are lots of the very interesting stories. Some of the things that you'll hear here, I guarantee you will not hear anyplace else.
I can back him up on that.
I am very interested in finding out some of the things going on in the world that not everybody else is talking about. Yeah, you're going to know what's going on in the world, but you'll know more than some of the things that get repeated. That's one of the big bugaboos with people who listen to a lot of that. Some people only can listen 9-10 minutes at a time, so you get all of the stuff you need, and bingo, we're on to the next thing. But those of you who are around for 40-45 minutes, you want to hear other stories, right? And that's kind of the part of our being together here that makes this event worthwhile. So stick around for the other stories coming up on Good Day.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called GEICO and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in the cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian Zing? They got Asian Zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tonight on NBC, America's favorite singing competition returns.
This is the voice.
And guess who's back? Yeah. Christina and CeeLo together again with Blake and Adam.
I love Maroon 5.
Sorry, I don't know how to respond when you say something nice.
They're reunited and it feels so good.
He speaks one language over there.
It's called winning.
The voice returns tonight, followed by James Spader and the premiere of The Blacklist, the show USA Today calls the fall's best new drama, tonight on NBC.
Coming up in the next half hour of Good Day, Breaking Bad, Modern Family take the top honors in the Emmy Awards. Some of the highlights from that are Television Report, normally in the next half hour, plus a spotlight on prostate cancer, and our video of the day today, which comes from a bunch of guys playing a prank on their buddy. It involves beer, Richie.
Well,
you may want to check it out.
I like it already.
It's actually a lot of fun. Video of the day. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina.
so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Teleported back to 1970, whatever.
Good for you.
Ain't it good?
Ain't it good?
Ain't it right?
Ain't it right?
You are with me.
You are with me.
Here tonight.
Not this morning.
Music playing.
Andy Kim remembers this week in 1974 with his hit number one, Rock Me Gently.
Touching you, so warm and tender. Lord, I feel such a sweet surrender. Beautiful is the dream that makes you mine. Rock me gently, rock me slowly. Take it easy, don't you know that I have never been loved like this?
Here we go, crescendo, everybody.
Bring it up, ready?
Yeah, rock me gently, rock me slowly. Take it easy.
This would have been about the end of my career as a disc jockey.
His too.
Well, no, think about it for a second. I started, I was actually a host doing radio talk. I was the first one that did it for the company I was working for at the time. I was on the air as a disc jockey in the fall of 1974. I don't remember the exact date, but I know it was the fall. And the turntable, we still play music on turntables then. They date me somewhat.
They're coming back. Big comeback.
So the turntables went dead in the studio. And I didn't have any way of playing any music. So I started talking about some of the local issues, and we had the request line. The WKOX.
Did your turntables go dead because Andy Kim was on and you beat the turntable with a bat?
I do remember playing the song, though, as a jock. So anyway, I just started talking about some of the issues, and I used the phone. There was no program. It was a Saturday morning. No program director, no bosses, nobody around. So I just took the initiative myself to start talking about the issues that were important to the community, and we got calls right away, and it was 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. It was a 9 to noon program that I was doing. And by 9:30, all the lines were full. I produced the thing myself. I just took the callers as they came. It was like radio tradio. Hit the button. Who's there next? And And I never played a song on the radio again. That was it. The guy said, the boss says, you're amazing. The boss used to yell at me every day, shut up and play the music.
That's their job.
Because I was always talking about the music and what was going on in the world of music. I love talking about it.
Hey, when you were a disc jockey,
yeah.
Did you used to crack open the mic and sing along with them like you do now?
You know, I did, Richie. I had a Sunday morning in Boston. I had a Sunday morning countdown show. It was actually the most listened to show from 9 until noon on Sunday morning.
Really?
On the FM station, which is now 105, well, it was 105.7 then, and it is now. Anyway, I did, and it didn't go over much better with some than it does now.
But you had a good time, and that's all that
matters. And listen, I made it. I have been on the air since I was 17 years of age, consistently, and I will tell you that next year I will celebrate 50 years on the air, and you can figure it out for yourself what that all means.
Wow.
It just means that I've done a lot of stuff on the air.
Hey, man, and you have fun.
I do have fun. And I think I have more fun now than I ever did. And there's more interesting things to do and lots of great stuff to talk about. So, anyway, I give tribute to Andy Kim. That was
a great pop hit.
He was a great writer of pop hits. Not a great recording artist, but a great writer of pop hits. At DougSteffen.com today, you'll see the story about how a University of Wisconsin student with the nickname of Silo is eating his way through school, literally and competitively. Computer engineering student Eric Dahl ranks third in the world of competitive eating. He has, according to the All-Pro Eating Rankings, earned $18,000 so far this year in prize money to help pay for his education. I'm eating for my education, he says. He was drawn to the competition eating 3 or 4 years ago at a steakhouse in Madison. He wanted to pay for his meal, signed up for the challenge, didn't have any money, and bingo. He
freshman
won.
10 is going to turn into freshman 50.
Right. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, dogs and cats need positive attention, but they will seek negative attention if necessary. If you are too busy to include playtime in your schedule every day, your pet will undoubtedly react by doing something, anything, to get your attention, being chewing the sofa leg or eliminating on the rug or jumping up on everyone when they come into the house. Naturally, you will punish your pet for this behavior, which will create the sought-after contact between you, as unpleasant as it may be. You know, negative attention syndrome, or what so many people describe as animals acting spiteful, quickly reverses itself once the pet is a positive outlet for his energy. It's the quality of time you spend together that's important, not the quantity. You know, a lot of people will call me up and they say, listen, my dog doesn't listen to me at all, but if I yell at him, the dog really responds. Well, just like young kids, if they're not getting positive attention, they'll respond to negative attention. Any attention is better than no attention at all. That's why it's important to pay a lot of attention to your dogs or cats when they're doing everything right. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Amazing how that works, right? I don't know why I'm in a silly mood today, but I am in a silly mood. 33 and change past the hour. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Doug Steffen, also known as Dudley to many. Right? That's hard to explain. I probably shouldn't. We have all these new people listening. And
so I get it every time. Don't go into the long part.
Yeah, exactly. Over time. As a matter of fact, what we need to be doing over time is bringing you up to date on the important stories of the day. The latest from Nairobi, Kenya, is that the police or the government or officialdom, as however you define it in Kenya, is not easy to define because you don't know who the good guys and the bad guys are over there. I know that from personal experience. But we know that there is some group that is attached to Al-Qaeda that took over this mall, killed nearly 70 people, had some hostages. Now it looks like those in the Kenya Defense Forces have managed to take over the mall, and they are in charge. Kenny, I think that's pretty much the update, isn't it?
Anything yes, else? Two terrorists were killed, and the Kenyan government says that they are now in control.
Okay, so what are people on...
69 people killed so far.
Yes, yeah, Facebook and Twitter, what are people saying? What are the comments that you're getting from folks who are listening to the program that want to share their thoughts with us that way?
Joanne has an interesting comment. She says, CNN reporting on the attack in Kenya, constantly posing the question, is Al-Shabaab going to do this in the U.S.? And this started the moment the attack began.
The usual fear and mongering. Somebody should just turn it off. Just turn it off.
And Al-Shabaab is the terrorist group that they believe is responsible for this.
They're from Somalia.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Rich. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, and they use Twitter to take responsibility for the attack, even.
Mm-hmm. Well, this fear-mongering that comes from the news media is totally unacceptable and needs to be rejected, so turn it off. And those of you who work at CNN that are listening to this program, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
I think about the power of Twitter, though.
Yeah?
I think about what happens. I remember, Twitter is how, Ken, was it maybe 6 years old?
6 or 7, yeah.
They're going to do an IPO and they're worth like $19 billion or something like that?
But just you think back to the quote-unquote Arab Spring and you look at news events, you look at the Boston Marathon and how helpful it was there to get information out. And, then go over to this event here and how people claim responsibility for killing people on it. Mm. It's become an amazing worldwide tool.
It's the new normal, Ricky. It's the new
It certainly is.
Normal.
It's an amazing thing to watch as we grow up.
There's a powerful typhoon. That too. There's a powerful typhoon banging away at southern China. People say, good! That's great! Go get those Chinese some way. Two lives.
Unless you're standing in line for your new iPhone.
Yeah, right. The storm is down trees, canceled flights, knocked out power. It's called Typhoon Usagi. U-S-A-G-I. Usagi. Made landfall near the city of Shuanwei. Sounds like something you get for dessert, right? The Chinese. I'll have two orders of Shuanwei, please. In the province of Guangdong. I think you come up with something for that.
Feng Shui. Anyway,
not funny for the people there that are going through all of that. At any rate, it's supposed to be the same strength as Hurricane Sandy that hit our coast, East Coast, last year. 888-302-3684. Okay, let's get to the bottom, if you'll pardon the pun, of this toilet wipe story that a lot of people are talking about today. There is some information that is correct, and some information does not go far enough. So, in the history and the tradition of the Good Day program, I am here to give you the story behind the story under the story around the story. Many of you may have heard that the folks who are in charge of the sewer system in your community are worried about you using too many thick pads that may be used for cleaning or other things. Have you stick them down the toilet, you're going to plug up the sewer system. Okay, that's understandable. However, one would wonder at this point why all of a sudden they're getting upset about these products have been around, personal hygiene, feminine hygiene, all of these things have been around for years.
But I think they're selling them more now as an alternative to toilet paper than they are before.
Not a good idea.
I've been to 3 or 4 friends' homes, and I know my wife buys them for the kids, where it's basically advertised as moist toilet paper.
Right.
And so now I think the municipalities are seeing these things just clogging up because they are not as biodegradable as toilet paper.
Yeah.
And having to spend millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, into the gray water.
Right.
Okay. So the other side of this is if you are not on the public sewer line, as I am not on my farm, I have a septic system. And the septic system has a tank. It's about 1,000 gallons. And every once in a while, if you have a septic system, you got to call in the honey wagon and he cleans out your septic tank. Right? That's what it sounds like. And then it's cleaned out.
This is high-quality radio, ladies and gentlemen, where we have sound effects for everything.
Listen, I'm just telling you what it sounds like. Clean it out. So if you have a septic tank, it's less likely. It's bad enough if you're on the sewer system. This is not good. If you have a septic tank, it's worse.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
In Western,
listen to this.
That's something more interesting than that, hopefully. In a Western New York community this summer, sewer officials set up traps.
Sewer.
Basket strainers and sections of pipes to cut off the wipes. And they could actually tell from those traps which households the wipes were coming from. And they would mail letters and in some cases even go knock on their door and say, excuse me, could you stop using these wipes? It cost us $3 million to clean them all out this last month.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that, Richie. Well, you know what I didn't do?
What's that?
I didn't do a 2020 news quiz.
Oh.
So why don't we do that? Because we'll give you about 3 or 4 minutes to answer this question for a swell prize. Phone in line is 888-302-3684. You may answer on facebook.com/good day as well, if you would like to. The identity of one Ned Rock and Roll. That's his real name. Ned Rock and Roll. R-O-C-K-N-R-O-L-L. Who is he, and why would he be in the news this weekend? Ned Rock and Roll. Who is he, and why is he in the news? 888-302-3684 or facebook.com/Good Day Show. We want you to tell us who Ned Rock and Roll is. It's legit. Rock and roll.
I got to go look this guy up.
I know you have to look him up, Richie. I knew you were. And that's why we're going to give everybody 3 or 4 minutes to figure it out. Meanwhile, there is a story today about prostate cancer that I want to sort of pass along. We'll do the Emmys and the television report in a few minutes. 1 out of 6 American men will have prostate cancer in their lifetime. And with early detection, the disease is almost always curable. And if you are feeding it well with the right sorts of supplements, we'll talk about that in a minute, you'll be better off. Despite evidence for the use of PSA testing, conflicting guidelines are circulating. And for those of you who didn't know, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. It's a good time to remind men to talk to their physician about this. So here's reporter Brian Osich.
After evaluating recent statements from several international health organizations, LUGPA, representing more than 2,000 urologists nationwide, says the only way to detect prostate cancer early is to look for it, and that means having a PSA test. LUGPA's Dr. Deepak Kapoor.
Prostate cancer remains the second leading cause of cancer death in men. When you go ahead and look back at the time period before routine prostate cancer screening, the 10-year survival for prostate cancer was 53%. Now the 10-year survival from prostate cancer approaches 99%.
Dr. Kapoor says men in their 40s should be talking to their doctors about getting a baseline PSA.
A PSA test is not a biopsy. It is not a commitment to have a biopsy. It is simply a tool that gives a man the ability to make an empowered, informed decision about their own health care.
The doctor adds PSA testing should be a part of a comprehensive approach for early detection of prostate cancer. That's Healthcare Now from LUGPA.
All right, let me underscore this. Richie, you have...
I will never forget about 4 or 5 years ago, we went to see a band called the Dukes of September, which is Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers and Boz Scaggs and Donald Fagen from Steely Dan.
Right.
And they came out waving to the crowd, did their first song, and then they go into this like 60-second thing about, hey, guys, and I'm like one of the youngest guy there in my upper 40s, at, you know, my mid-40s at that time. And they're like, it's important, fellas, to check your prostates. So please, make an appointment with your doctor and check your prostate. We're at a rock concert with rock stars telling us to go check our prostates. You look around, half the guys are there are balding and
they're the guys that need to be checking their prostate.
I've reached it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here.
You're there, Richie.
Oh, my God.
Well, those of you who have heard about the prostate issues that are common for men, for the most part, it's naturally part of growing older. The urgency, the weak flow, the absolute worst thing, which is waking up repeatedly in the night to go to the bathroom, and it bothers your partner, and we all know about that. The good news is that many natural ingredients can control these annoying symptoms. Salt palmetto, pumpkin seed, beta-sitosterols, zinc, selenium, vitamin D. All these wonderful ingredients help with the symptoms and the health of your prostate. Feeding your prostate keeps you from having a problem later in life. PT9, a product that I'd like you to try, has all of these things. And that's why it works better than anything else you've ever tried. So stop wasting your money. For the best results, try the best product, and that's PT9. It'll boost your testosterone levels as well. It's a 2-for-1 right there by dialing 800-811-6931. You can try PT9 for yourself risk-free. 800 877-811-6931. PT9 will work, or you'll get your money back. That is, you'll get up less in the night. You'll be protecting your prostate. Things will be better all the way around. Call now, 800-811-6931 for PT9. 800-811-6931.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Tonight on NBC, America's favorite singing competition returns.
This is the voice.
And guess who's back? Christina and CeeLo together again with Blake and Adam.
I love Maroon 5.
Sorry, I don't know how to respond when you say something nice.
They're reunited and it feels so good.
He speaks one language over there.
It's called winning.
The Voice returns tonight, followed by James Spader in the premiere of The Blacklist, the show USA Today calls the fall's best new drama. Tonight on NBC.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-516-6356. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-516-6356. That's 1-800-516-6356. Call 1-800-516-6356.
Got it. All right. Got that? 888-302-3684, dialed by Karen, who's listening to WTTV in Vero Beach. Hi, Karen. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, how are you?
Well, thank you. How about you?
Very good. It's a gorgeous day here in Vero.
Well, it's nice up here in the north as well. It's a good day all over the country. Pretty much clear weather all across the country, which is good news. All right. So who's Ned Rock and Roll?
Well, beyond being married to Kate Winslet, I have no idea who he is, but I read yesterday that he married that celebrity.
Yes, and she would not change her name. She said, I'm marrying this guy, that doesn't mean I'm going to change my name. I was never going to change my name to Rock and Roll. Never change my name to anything.
Kate Winslet Rock and Roll.
Right, Kate Winslet Rock and Roll. All right, so she's going to have a baby with this guy. She has two children, one from Sam, the director, whose last name I can't remember, who was her first husband, and one from some other guy she was with. And so now she's having her third. Sam Mendes, that was the first one. All right.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you get the prize, Karen. Hold on just a second. Thank you very much. It'll be awesome.
Thank you.
All right, Kenny, who do we have on Facebook with the right answer?
We have Matt from Roanoke, Virginia.
All right. Same deal, right? He's got the same answer. Ned Rock and Roll is married to Kate Winslet. Good deal. Mm-hmm. All right, let's check the results. By the way, the story from 1986 this past week, NBC won the ratings for the season because of The Cosby Show and Family Ties. And they were big winners at the Emmys that year. 65th
Modern
annual
Family
Emmys.
Modern Family has taken over their place in that.
Apparently.
They're just rolling.
Yeah, Modern Family took the top prize again. Julia Louis-Dreyfus won Best Actress for Veep. Another repeat winner, Jim Parsons, won for The Big Bang Theory. Best Supporting Actress was Meryl Weaver for Nurse Jackie. Tony Hale won for Veep. The Voice won Best Reality Competition. Laura Linney, Best Actress in a Miniseries. James Cromwell, Best Supporting Actor in a Miniseries, American Horror Story. Ellen Burstyn won for Best Supporting Actress in a Miniseries, Political Animals. Who won for the daytime stuff? Well, they have their own Emmy, don't they?
They have their own soap opera.
And
most people were annoyed at the Cory Monteith special mention where Jack Klugman and Larry Hagman didn't get any. I agree with that.
Jack Klugman got a mention. He was in the...
But not like the other one.
Not a special.
Right. Cory Monteith. Come on. It's too bad he's dead, but... who were the real stars here? He wasn't. Klugman was. So
they're catering to the audience.
Hagman today. 51 after the hour.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Let's get to our medical report from Dr. Ken Kronos, one of the medical experts here on the Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for Provia. I find these sorts of stories, Ken, fascinating. A doctor has regrown a man's finger. Is this a stem cell sort of thing?
This is 33-year-old Paul Halpern of Delray Beach, Florida. Doug had part of his index finger torn off while he was feeding his horse. Halpern had been feeding the horse a treat when it mistook his finger for a cookie.
Ooh.
But Dr. Eugenio Rodriguez gave him another option. Rodriguez was able to make a mold of the missing piece of finger using the bladder tissue of a pig. Once the newly created tip was attached, the finger started to regenerate itself. My big question is whether this could be used for other parts of the body, and only time with good research will tell us.
My big question is whether it had horse burgers the next week.
My question would be whether it would be the same if you stuck your finger in a cow's mouth. I've done that a lot over my life, and I know people who are close to horses. You do have to be very careful about feeding them things like carrots and apples. That's why you open your palm. You don't stick it in your fingers, because they'll, you know. And cows the same thing.
Exactly.
And if you have a dog that's eager, the same.
My pugs will bite your fingers too.
Right. We were talking about the brains of men being larger than the brains of women, and that's not necessarily indicative of whether you're smarter or not. A lot of times people think, Ken, that if you have a bigger brain, you're going to be smarter. I know a lot of people have fairly small heads that are quite smart. So it doesn't have anything to do with the size, does it?
I don't want to get in the middle of this one. I think this has more to do with, in general, the size of every other part of the body. But so I'm not going to tell us who's smarter.
E-cigarettes. How smart is it to be using them?
Well, these are not going away. The British Journal Lancet this week, we learned that as many people are able to quit smoking using e-cigarettes as using a nicotine patch. So doctors now have in their black bags another weapon to stop people from smoking, because not everybody responds to each one of these treatments. But they may have an advantage, obviously, over the patch, because you can put something in your mouth to simulate smoking. You know, you can't puff on a patch. But the big question is, are they safe? They're certainly safer than traditional cigarettes, which contain over 4,000 toxins. But e-cigarettes have propylene glycol in their vapor, which has not been proven harmful to humans, but it yet hasn't been really proven safe. And also, the nicotine in these e-cigarettes, is it addictive? Does it actually create more smoking? We need more research. And this needs to be, in my humble opinion, a prescribed by prescription product.
Because
of the nicotine and the possibility that the nicotine will damage the lungs. It does have effect on the lungs. Mm-hmm. And also, are you going to get addicted to the nicotine and smoke more?
There's a blood test that can determine whether illnesses are caused by bacteria or viruses. And, of course, that begs the question, what's the difference between the two?
This is a medical breakthrough of the week. This has occurred at my old alma mater, where I was a medical intern and resident, Duke University Medical Center. They have announced in the Science Translational Medicine Journal this week, a blood test that can differentiate between whether your lung infection is from a virus or a bacteria. This is so important, because this will determine whether you get an antibiotic or not, and we hate giving them out unless you really need it, but we hate missing it if you need it, and this is going to be really helpful. The only hook is that this current test takes 24 hours, and they're working furiously to get a test that they can get the results within 1 hour, and that'll be very clinically helpful.
All right, Dr. Ken, let's talk about some of the things that are going on to help our case with men and women losing their hair. The product known as Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, is something you've taken a look at. A lot of customers are talking about the excellent results. What do you find?
Doug, your million-dollar look cannot be perfect if you have thinning, weak, and tired hair. Thinning hair, it could be the result of aging follicles. The new Provia from Chamonix strengthens your hair follicles to give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair like nothing you've tried before. And it works for both men and women. You've suffered with thinning hair for years. Well, now you can join the thousands who are using this scientific breakthrough from Chamonix and see the amazing results for yourself. Provia Serum, it's all natural and no side effects. That's why I like it. And it's very easy to use, and it's simple. You'll get compliments everywhere you go or your money back.
Call 800-525-8319 and mention Dr. Ken, you get the new Provia Super Concentrate, which has four times the power of the natural Provia for cleaning up your hair and getting your hair to grow faster and thicker. 800-525-8319. The new Provia Super Concentrate works or you get your money back, period. That's why Ken is behind this, because it's all natural and because they guarantee the product. So dial 800-525-8319. This is a limited time deal. That is, you get super natural Provia with the regular Provia product. It'll work twice as fast and you'll get twice the results. Very cool. 800-525-8319. Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.